Everybody, well, today is our CBS show, Creation Lightship Healing, and this is our more information type of show that we have. So, the day today, a lot of twos. So, today is February 22nd, 2017, and I think we should get rid of those timelines here. So, here we go. Releasing the timelines for this particular day. Anyway, I want to see what's going on. Remember, I said like the 20th and 21st are the days that, you know, they normally use for ceremonies and rituals and things. So here we go. Let's release today's date. With all the twos, it could mean something to the darkness out there. So here we go. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's feeling a little better. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, here we go. So let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you need some more energizing, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's feeling good. Okay. And if you have a particular situation going on, maybe an owie or something, let's release that from you. So stronger. Releasing it from you. Stronger. 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 Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okie doke. And let's do a clearing here. If anybody has any trauma, just for situations going on. Oh, here we go. Trauma release. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So I'll bring our co-host on. So are you out there, ready to go? Michelle?
Yes, I'm here. And welcome, everyone, to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship show. We answer all sorts of great questions, groovy questions on the show. So if you want to write in, you're welcome to. The email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you can also access us by going to the front web page. That's www.creationlightship.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, if you click on BBS Radio, it's a little purple box. You'll find a way to get a letter to us via fast chat. And that is anonymous, and we love to have you guys write in. So it gives us a lot of great stuff to talk about. So, Ron, the first thing we have here is somebody writing in. It says, super big thank you for the wrist healing, which you gave on the archive of Wednesday's show. I was discussing my hand healing with my spirit, and she made sure I wrote down the date and got on to listen. Huge difference today in movement and feeling. Yay! And they say, I will use it to wave to you in New York. Can't wait.
So okay, great.
Wonderful.
That's great.
So when is that conference? It's March?
The New York one is basically a month away, we'll say. I think it starts on the 17th, I believe.
Wonderful. So, yeah, it's a great time to make plans. If anyone wants to go and meet Ron, it's a good time to think about getting a hotel. It's 3 days. And somebody has a question in here. I'm going to find it. But, oh, here it is. So I'm just going to read it right now. So someone's wondering, I know when you do the conferences, you always have the light chamber available for them to go in. And they're wondering, I know it's $100 for the entrance fee for all 3 days, and there's smaller fees for different amounts of times that they can go in there. But for $100, you can go and basically anytime you come over to the booth, we will set you up in there and you can go and run a session, which is really nice because you can really get cleaned off a lot. And so they're wondering, is it good for all 3 days? Yes, for the $100 it is. And then if yes, can I ask for a different healing each time I go in? Or do I have to ask for the same healing for all 3 days?
Well, I think I would, you know, just see how the healing is progressing. You know, I would say maybe, you know, maybe do five of those sessions for the same situation or something. But, you know, see if it how it's doing. You know, that's kind of a, more of a personal thing on how you feel, how you feel the energy moving. Anyway, it's kind of up to you. You know, if you're going in one day and you go in maybe four or five times, something like that, then you want to specify just doing it for that one particular allergy that you're dealing with. Back to you.
Right, and I guess it depends on every person's situation, how dense it is in their body. Okay, so then the other question is, can a person pick up on other people's entities while in the light chamber? And they're wondering this because of your story with the person that had something released and it was left in the light chamber that you cleaned up and it was taken away. So do you want to explain that a little bit?
That was just a special thing that I did, working on one person only in the chamber. So, no, you can't pick up anything. That was just to give me an idea of what I was battling. I was inside of this gentleman. Nothing goes from one person to the other. Oh,
okay,
back to you.
Good. Yeah, that's what I gather is everything is absolutely released. When you are in the light chamber, you are on the light ship. So everything is just gone. Now, would those entities just be released back to the earth?
Or just zapped. It depends what they are. So it's hard to say, you know, where they're going, but they're not going to be attached to anything that's any living life form. More than likely, they'll just be terminated.
Okay. All right. And then the next thing that we have a couple people who've written in already. So if anyone wants to write more in, I know that there were a lot of people who were involved with this. Basically, some of our regular listeners on last night's conference call signed up with Ron because they want to sign up with maybe a certain group of secret soldiers. And many of those were the Vikings. So I think there was a special pull to get together with some of the Viking groups. So we have a couple people that wrote in on their experiences. And so the first person says, just wanted to say thank you, Ron, for an amazing call and an opportunity to enlist. Right after an enlistment moment, can't help but say, wow, the energy of the Viking soldiers was so strong. My body was buzzing with very strong, powerful energy. I felt my body taller, stronger, and I felt very strong, unbreakable will in my body. Training began immediately. Some crazy entities were taken out. No fooling around with these guys. Light beams everywhere. Wow. They showed me how to work with light energy through my hands and reminded me of how I used to create and throw fireballs through my hands. And now I can use light energy through my hands. Wow, what a trip. Thank you, Ron.
Oh, great. Good.
Awesome. Okay. There's a couple others, so let me just find them. Okay. All right, here we go. Thanks again for this enlistment. We are strong as Vikings, and I am feeling more committed to life with this. I love Viking metal also. Some bands are Eluvity and Teresis. I do not know if I said those correctly. And it says, enjoy those bands and enjoy being a Viking. So I'm not sure if those were different groups of Vikings.
Well, I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, some people are getting some very exact information about it. Okay, so this person writes, if the Tuesday call was absentee, please add me. I also want to kick some butt with the Vikings. Let me know. So, I'm not sure.
It wasn't absentee, so.
Okay, great. They write in all the time, so I think that they are usually on the call. Okay, and then enlisted soldiers. We have a question. If you get injured but not aware or ask, is it possible here on this earth that you are a mess?
You are what? You say a mess?
Yeah, a mess. Like if you get injured at night or whenever you're battling, basically, is it possible that you're going to feel that experience the next day?
Well, you could have extra pain. That's a possibility. Like I mentioned before, you know, enlisting is not a cakewalk, you know. But, yeah. You know, you can always de-enlist. They don't want to do it anymore. You know, what you have will probably go away shortly, you know, if there is a problem. But, that's just the way it is. So as far as being a mess, no, you'll be fixed eventually here, probably a day or two or something sooner.
Yeah. I've done it, and sometimes you wake up and you're like, something happened last night, but you know, you're still here and you're fine. So, okay. So I just wanted to read the rest of the email because there was a little bit more. It says, I personally had to ask when I realized something is off and I use my clearings that I do have. Those who may not have many clearings assess, yet we do get work done. Or do we do that on the Saturday Night Live trip? So I believe they're asking, if we are not feeling correct the next day, can we clear it by using the clearings that we already have? Or will we just get fixed up on Saturday Night Live, the radio show?
It'll happen automatically whether you're on the show or not. So I don't think I would plan on being healed. Maybe if, you know, in 6 days or something like that, we'll say. Oh, it normally happens automatically for you.
Right, like within the next couple hours.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so then they say, and when do you want us to send in what we know or report what the soldiers we are enlisted with are working on? So anytime if you see something, we'd love to hear about it. So, yes, please write in. And then current mission not to share must be discreet or lose element of surprise. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I think the person's asking if they feel that they are doing a current mission, can they discuss it? Or if they discuss it with us or tell us about it, is it going to ruin an element of surprise that maybe the whole group is working on?
No, not at all. So if you want to share something, that's great.
Oh, good. Okay, and then they're also wondering, could you do another enlistment during the Saturday special conference? And because they want to join a few more groups for surveillance and intelligence.
I'll think that one over.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. Then I thought there was one more in here. Oh, here we go. All right. Being enlisted with the Vikings is an incredible experience and not what I expected. I am now a member of the Jarls clan. I asked a question of how they felt having a woman in their clan fighting the aliens. The response was that they revere women and made me feel welcome. I told them that I was a fighter, but would help with anything else that I was capable of. I was asked to cook, and I said yes. from bits of scenes here and there, I found out that they boil all their food, including meat, seafood, vegetables, and fruit. Now they love bread, whole grain, and wheat. They like it made with buttermilk. So I took the grain, seeds, grounded them into flour, and made bread. They are more civilized than I thought. Today, I would say I am a stronger person. Feel as if I have grown, have energy, feel secure, confident, and seem to be smarter. One more note, going to work today, Wednesday, and coming home on an extremely busy street, there was hardly any traffic, almost as if the path had been cleared for me. Thank you, Ron, for this opportunity. It was amazing.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, that's wonderful. Very interesting. I'm just amazed that people can see so much and remember it and are able to access it and write about it. So it's very interesting. Okay, and then we have one more. Joining our time-traveling soldiers yesterday was and still is a tour de force, very energetic. It feels like being taught a new mindset without the mind, where doubt is out, fear and anxiety doesn't exist, and your goal isn't in the future. You are the goal. Our joining the forces is a self-empowerment healing by itself. This morning, I saw a van with an advertisement on its side that I hadn't seen before. It said, Viking Remodeling. They must have a funny bone. Thank you, Ron, and our invisible bodyguards for allowing us to be part of this project. Does it expire, and if so, can we get an extension?
Yeah, that's a hard one to answer. Will it expire? Probably not. But you may, you can choose to de-enlist whenever you would like to. So the battle stopped, and that's naturally, it will expire. But at this point, everything's going full speed ahead. So I don't see anything. That's why I thought I would enlist a few people here, just from what happened at the expo. So anyway, Back to you.
All right, we have another one. It says, thank you, Ron, for the essential alien battle enlistment call yesterday. I have transferred from U.S. military command to the Viking force and feel that it better fits my personality. I immediately became confident and feel greater independence fighting along the Viking force. Also, I would like to thank the person who joined as a Viking food chef who does not use animals for cooking. I am vegan myself and will gather the first vegan Viking detail. Awesome.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's great. So cool. So, Ron, let's say that you enlisted and then you think, oh my goodness, this is very difficult and I would like to unenlist. Now, then would we have to enlist with you again at another time, or can you just kind of step aside for a few days and not do anything for a few days if you find it's not making
you... Yeah, it's your choice. If you feel tired one day, you can just say, I want to have some R&R or something.
Okay.
That's between you and them. Nothing to do with me. Remember, you're doing this because you choose to. So, and you could probably request if you wanted to change maybe what you're doing, something like that. Maybe you want to experience some other type of maybe battling or something with them. You know, as you see different technologies, you may want to change what you're doing, and that's between you and them. So it's all very good. Back to you.
Okay. All right, well, this is on a little different note because I think I've read all of the testimonies for now on that, but if we have more coming in, I will certainly read them. So this is a little different. It says, question for the show. If we currently participate in the 7-hour calls, Do we need to continue taking vitamins, minerals, meds to regenerate our cells for good health?
And that's up to you. If you're taking, I heard the word meds, so that means it's probably a prescription given to you by a doctor. And, you know that doctors have to get prescriptions, otherwise they can't have a license. So you may want to weed off them slowly. I don't know what to say on that. That's your doctor. But you chose to engage with your doctor for a remedy. So your doctor knows. So back to you.
Okay. They do go on to mention that they had taken something and they felt that it made them not feel good. And let me just get back to that. They said it made them not feel good and they had to stop taking it and return it to the seller. So I don't know if it was exactly what that was. But yes, if your doctor has prescribed it, you have to follow that. So, okay. Just so that we don't forget, I always like to mention after, we're kind of into the show a little bit, anybody who's listening has gotten on. So I wanted to bring up the call that's happening on Saturday because it is going to be a new call and a very fantastic call. It says Restoring Your Body Blueprint Healing Call, and how you can access it and find it is if you just go to the main www.creationlightship.com page. It's the third from the top, and when you click on there, it'll tell you the time, and it goes through Pacific Standard Time, Central Time, Eastern Time, so exactly when the call is going to start. It tells you what the cost is for the call. It's a donation, and then there's a PayPal account. It goes right there. And then, now, Ron, when people get the receipt emailed to them from PayPal, do they still need to send the receipt to you to let them know so that you can get them the codes for the call?
It depends how they enter. The code should be sent. If not, then if you don't get anything for some reason, then, let me know. And I'll be checking emails Friday. So back to you.
Okay, great. So then for that particular show, Ron has asked that a prerequisite is that you each do the emotional whole life clearing so that he doesn't have to basically work through all that energy. He can just get to it and do what needs to be done, and he can always get more done if those basics have been done by the people that are on the call. And then the other one that he's asking that we also run is the free alien oxygen code removal. And that is in the free drop-down list on the main page of the website. It's on the left-hand side. And it says free sample healings. They're not really samples. They're actually full healings. So I invite you all to go on there and do all of those. But the one that we're concerned about for this call is called Alien Oxygen Code Removal. And it goes through all different colors of oxygen, and you just do it like all the others. You put your name in there, you choose a color. You can, if you feel there's something you want to do custom, you can add that in there, and then you can mix up to three colors and run it. Did you want to speak anything more about that, Ron?
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, just try all those free ones, everybody, and see which one you like the best. And you may be using different ones different days. So back to you.
Okay, so the person just kind of goes through and does what they feel. Okay, so then if somebody hasn't done the emotional whole life clearing, we always like to just let them know that how Ron has all the healings. It's for the unlimited or for the whole life ones, we'll say, and the emotional one is one of those. It's $5 times your age, but he does cap it at a certain age so that you're not paying an exorbitant amount. And once you have it, then hopefully you get the unlimited too, which is another $50, but then you can run it forever, basically anytime you want, and for certain situations. And then if the person is over 20 years old and you buy them the regular whole life emotional clearing, you have spent over $100. So now your second clearing, so let's say a woman is married and she's 20 years old, so she buys the clearing and it's $100. So now she's going to buy it for her father or her mother or her husband. And that second one is going to be 50% off. And how you do that is you do half of the person's age. But then, of course, when you run the whole life healing, you're going to run it by the person's whole age so that it clears their entire life. Okay. And we do have somebody who wrote in a question about it, Ron. I think I'm just going to email it to you so that you can take a look at it. But I think I may have answered the question.
Okay.
So if there's any more, if there's any more question about that, write back and we'll clear that up again on Friday. We still have time on Friday. Okay. So I'm looking forward to this call. I'm really interested in the metallic tube attached to our spinal structure. So I guess I feel that that might be beneficial for me. All right. So this one says, could you please explain the prerequisite Ron mentioned that we do as a follow-up for the Saturday special blueprint clearing? And is it available online? Okay, so I believe I just answered that the only two prerequisites are the emotional and the oxygen code. But this one is actually referring to the skin auric field clearing. Is there a prerequisite for that one, Ron?
I don't believe there is.
I didn't think so either. Okay. I don't remember there being a prerequisite just to do the skin auric field clearing. I believe that is new and it's its own. And it's really interesting. I have it up right here, so I'm just going to kind of go through it real quick. And in following our fashion of explaining a couple of the clearings on each show and maybe doing some healings, if you want to do any of these, Ron, for our audience, that would be great. Just interrupt me and let me know. So it's the skin auric field clearing, and it goes through, it has a drop-down box of all different places in your body, from your head, your feet, your stomach, whole sides of your body, the front side, the back side. And then it goes to relationship cordings, judgments, hearing, smelling, things that you could think. It has a couple different general things that you can clear, and it also has a custom input that you can choose. And then there's all these different steps. Did you want to talk about it?
No, I don't have it in front of me, so it'd be a little more difficult.
Okay. Well, it basically has steps 1 through 14, and you can go through and you can run them for a minimum of 15 minutes, or you can run them for longer. But it's very interesting. It says, like, removal of skin connection points, pore connection points, bodily fluid programs and backup programs, removal of orbs, alien parasites, alien implants, entities, internal tunnels. That one's very interesting. Healing of insides of skin. And then step 14 is my favorite. Comforting, soothing energy from a light being. Yay. I like that one. So, yeah, that's a great clearing. I did it a while ago extensively. And I'm not sure where my notes are right now, but I remember thinking, whoa, this is really, really strong. And I'm so glad I did it. It was just really great. So, Okay. All right, Ron, is there anything that you wanted to talk about? I've gone on about quite a few things already.
Well, we could do a clearing again. I don't know, maybe clearing for people that a fear clearing. So let's do a fear clearing. So think of a fear that you might have. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. We'll just see what happens here with people. If it helps you, back to you.
Okay. So thank you for that. That was very cool. Our next question is, what was the healing that you did about different spirits? They're not quite sure what it was called, and they say it sounded really important. I think what they're referring to is the special call that you're going to do next month for Spirit in a Box, we're calling it. And we haven't talked much about it because we're kind of concentrating on the one coming up on Saturday for this month, but it is something that Ron is going to do. And let me just see if that's on the website here. You don't have it listed yet, but
not on there yet.
Yeah, but it is going to happen. So, yeah, we'll probably go over that a lot more at some point. Okay. I'm not sure if he answered this question or not. Are the full names a requirement to be entered in the New Earth healing, or are initials accepted?
Initials should work.
Okay, good. All righty. Okay. Well, somebody says here, I was at a particular place in my city near and under a bridge. I experienced seeing a real spaceship land very near to me. It came down out of its flight, and next was telepathic communications, and then it dispersed an alien species, and they left to walk. It was extremely real with lights, and the way it landed was like a UFO or a spacecraft coming out of flight. So all-encompassing, and I could feel it in my arms, on my arms. It is interesting, depending on what frequency you are on, you then experience different things. I thought they were a certain alien group, but I do not really know. Very interesting. Might want to do the alien clearing. Just to release yourself from that experience. Ron, what would you suggest for that?
Yeah, that does sound right to me, to do something like that.
Right.
In case they're still hanging around and, you know, not knowing what's going on and stuff. Yeah, so I would suggest that on the alien attack page and just start clearing a few things.
Yes, because you have a great drop-down listing of tons of different ones that you want to clear. So if you knew which one it was, or you thought what it was, you might want to put that in there and clear it. I remember, Ron, in one of the first conferences that I ever saw you speak at, you said, if aliens ever landed, I would run. I was like, I never heard that before. Most people are like, oh, they're here to help us. And I was like, oh, this guy doesn't think they are very nice. Maybe I ought to listen to this differing opinion, and I'm very glad that I did. So, yes, if you see them coming around, please get out of there. Okay, I know there's been a little bit of talk on the show recently about smart meters. And this is something that actually I know that they've been dealing with. There were different groups in California that spoke about it when they were coming out years ago. So let's see. Somebody has been writing or asking questions about smart meters, and another listener wrote in with a particular link that the person could get a hold of. So if that person wants to write in and say, yes, please send me the smart meter link, I will forward it to you. So that's an entire organization that will give you information about that. Okay, so let's see, what else? So, you know, Ron, a couple of years ago, I was in California, and I found out that you were going to do the San Mateo conference, and so I drove up there, and it said $100 for all weekend pass to the light chamber. And I was like, I'm doing this. So I got the little card that said that I could go in anytime I wanted. And I went in so many times that weekend. I don't know how many times, but it really helped. And I just felt this was it. I had to really do this and do more healings and study about it and really just let it be. And it wasn't like a goal. It was just, oh yeah, this is what I was looking for a long time. And it feels right. My body really accepted it. So it was really great. So I know that somebody spoke about it earlier, so you must have talked about the $100. And then also, if somebody can't make it to a conference, Ron will always take your, you can send your picture to Ron either through the mail or email, and they will print them up and they will have them in the light chamber. So every time it runs, which is actually really great because then you don't have to be there. You can do other things. But every time anybody's in there, it's running and you're also in there. So it's very helpful. Do you want to talk anything more about the light chamber?
Yeah, it puts light into your body. A lot of people don't really understand it too much. You go in there. Once you walk in the door, you're automatically bilocated to the light ship. And from there, you start the session after you sit down and put a mask on of your eyes, and then from there you're definitely, you know, requesting your one particular healing that you'd like to have, and from there, you know, it lasts for maybe about 9 minutes or so, and you come back and you feel wonderful. So that's sort of how it works. Very, very easy. People come out with a big smile. So that's people normally understand the light chamber. So it is very nice. Love it. So back to you.
Yeah, people really do look like they're glowing. I know several people that came out and, you know, they really usually don't have much to say. Their brain is just kind of like, oh, I don't know how to put into words what just occurred, but I feel awesome. So that's usually it, which is really the best way to be. It's just like, you know, you don't need to verbalize it or think about it. It's just your body's like, oh, finally, this is great. So let's see. All right, Ron, it's not too late for people to still send you photos for the New York Expo, is it? I think we have another month yet.
Receive them, yeah. Just send me an email, okay, and the donation of $100, and just send that with it, and you're ready to go.
Okay.
We'll put you in it.
And can they send their pets if they're sending you their photo as well?
That's correct, too. Somebody gets a couple of dogs or cats or something. Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
Always good. The animals really like it. Especially if they feel stressed that you're gone, like if you're actually at the conference for a few days, but you have their picture in the light chamber, they're usually like, no problem. Whereas in the past, I've seen animals get a little bit stressed if you're gone for a few days. Okay, and we have a listener asking when would be the last day that they could send photos to you for the New York Expo.
I don't know right now.
Okay.
Stop.
All right, let's see here. Yeah, because we have a little bit of time on that. Okay. Somebody wrote in, I have purchased and have been using the Unlimited Timeline Crash nonstop since its posting, but it still does not have the space-time crash. Would you be able to do one now during the show, or will the clearing be updated? And thank you for what you do. Go Vikings.
Well, the space time, you do 10%. You just type it after your name, and you do 10% of the one. So I am trying to get it updated. So as far as doing something right now, no, just get online and do that. It's a lot easier. Then you got to think about what clearing you did and for what issue. And that's the way you work that particular clearing. Is you need to write down what you, need to clear, and it's 10% typically of what you went into in your past. So, anyway, back to you.
Okay, yeah. So that was not a problem. At some point, it is going to be added, but it's not a problem that it's not there now. It's no big deal. You do have the clearing, and you can run it whenever you want. So just open, I believe, a seventh window, because there's the first six, and I'll explain what those are in case anyone wants to write them down. I'll give you the names of all those. But basically, you're just going to put after your name in another window. You're going to put space-time crash. Or I actually like to write in the window, instead of crash all timelines consecutively, I write crash all space times consecutively, and then I write in the exact same wording that I used for the timeline crashing, and then you run it for a tenth of the time that you crashed the timeline for. So when you do that, you're going to open several different windows. There's just going to be the regular one under your name, and it's just your name basically. And then you're also going to have a window for vortex, and then you're going to have muscle memory, upside down, tangent, and invisible. So you're going to have all those different words after your name, and the regular one is just going to be your name, and then you're going to have the same timeline crash that you're going to crash under all those different headings. So it basically is crashing the same timeline under all these different possibilities of styles of timelines that they could be on. And these are things that Ron has looked and he's seen, oh wow, it's not only just the normal thing that you can see, it's also this, like, it's upside down, and then there's a vortex over here, and it's stuck in your muscle memory, so we need to release all those different things. So we've come up with this way of making sure that the light beings are finding all these different ways these timelines are in our lives to get rid of them. Okay, so, Ron, somebody has a question for this Saturday's call. Is it possible to do it absentee? They do not have a phone.
Boy, I guess you probably could, yes. I would say yes.
Okay, so then probably at the time of call-in, they would want to maybe email you? Or is that not necessary?
Unnecessary.
Okay.
Once you pay for the clearing, then you're on the call automatically.
Okay. So then you're all set. Okay, we have a request for an orb clearing, possibly red.
And which one do you think we should do?
Well, red, I guess, or unless there's another one that you see.
Okay, here we go. So, you send that energy. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's do a orange one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And some people, they want to see the white ones go. I already get those on the photograph. So let's do a white orb clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's not too bad. Okay, so back to you.
All right, thank you very much. And our next person who wrote in says they feel that they are suicidal, and they have written on the special clearing, being suicidal. That's what they wrote in the box. They feel it worked, and they're wondering if this is okay.
You know, I don't know how to answer that. The clearing and the clearing works, so that's... back to
Good.
You, Michelle.
Yeah. Okay, and then along with that, if the person wants, because possibly it worked because that is in their body, because usually the special one is for things that are in your body, which it very well could be, because it could be something handed down from them in their DNA. But there is a specific clearing, I believe, for suicidal thoughts or suicidal feelings on the website specifically for that. There's also another one for depression, which does work very well. And there's also the death barcode removal, which I would highly suggest 100% doing it anyway. And then when you do the death barcode removal, because we all have them on us, then there's also a stress barcode removal in the same one. And then Ron has also offered that after our name in the death barcode removal, we write depression, and then we run between 40 and 100 or however many you feel. I think there's 20 different choices as far as how many items you can run. So you can base, or 10, I think. So you can open 10 windows and run each of them under the depression. And then you can run them all over and over again until you feel that energy lift off of you, and you indeed will, which is awesome, because I know that if you're a person that has a tendency to feel that way, it is probably a tendency that is in your body and probably came from your DNA, so might be in your family line. And it really, really works to have the light beings just like take that out of you. So it's very successful, and it's really just a matter of how many times that barcode has basically been in you, that when you get it out and like you run it so many times, it eventually will be gone. So it's quite amazing. So that clearing is the death barcode removal. Okay. And then, like I said, there's also the depression, and there's also suicide. So you could start with just one, and then if you feel you need more, you could do the next one. If you feel you need more, you could do the next one. But the first one that you feel that you need to do, maybe all you need. And I don't know what that would be for you. Maybe the special one is all you need. So who knows? That's the thing, Ron. Like, I know that you know, sometimes we ask you and you're like, hey, what do you think is... What do you suggest is the right thing for me to do? But really, the person has to know, which it could be helpful for them to know how to do muscle testing, because you can ask your body, and your body will tell you. So if people want to know how to do muscle testing, I'm sure those YouTube videos, it's basically just asking your body for a yes or no answer. Like, do I need this? Which one would be the most beneficial for me at this time? And then give your body a choice so that of two items so that you get a clear answer on which one to do next. So there's a few tricks like that that kind of help. That's something that I've done. I don't know, Ron, do you have anything more to say about that? Like how you would choose your next healing that you want to do?
Most people probably, when they read the list of healings, it will normally, you know, find out which one they want to get. So testing, you know, can also work, but just look at the clearings and see where you are. Ask your friends where you are. What do you need? You know, what type of clearing? That's probably the best thing to do.
Okay, Ron, so what would you like to do now? Is there another sample healing that we could do? Do you want some ideas?
let's see here.
We did orbs.
I'll do a depression clearing. Oh, if you feel depressed for something, here we go. So one, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. So that should help you out somewhat. Okay, back to you.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Good to have. I think you mentioned one time, Ron, you said depression is something that the aliens gave us. Is that? And then you equated it to the death barcode removal healing. Is it... What does that have to do with it?
Well, that's the common denominator is depression. So after all your despair and everything else that you go through, they're trying to make you depressed. Lost hope. That's what their intent is.
Yeah, because I know when somebody gets depressed, it's literally just this energy that's very heavy, and it makes you feel tired, and it makes you want to give up. You're like, oh, well, there's nothing I can do anyway. So maybe they feel they've won. I just don't even see how they can get energy off of that, so why would they have you go there? But that must be the energy they get.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Did we ever do a sample of the abduction clearing?
That one is I can't do an abduction sample clearing.
Okay.
You need to get on the alien attack page to do that.
All right, no problem.
Well, you need to get on that page to experience that energy to get it off of you.
Okay, well, I believe that we are also at the end of our show anyway. So if anybody wants to write in some interesting things that they've seen, for paranormal night for Friday, that will give us something to talk about. And we'd be very appreciative. That would be great. So if you do want to write in, the email address again is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, and that's pretty much all I have, Ron, in case you had anything else.
So we have our special call coming up. It's Saturday, so check that out. If you need something sent to you, a co-host could do that. Send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. We of an email possibly going out. If not, then we can get it through that. And here we go. Find a heart drop. So you need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate this, we must count. So we count from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wonderful. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. And we'll see you later, and hopefully on the Saturday call that we have here. Bye, everyone. Blessings.